KBSI in the world, I'm John Batchelor. Canada, our neighbor, our close neighbor to the north. I learned from Wikipedia there are nearly 400,000 Jews living in Canada since the beginning that Europeans lived in Canada. And now they're mostly concentrated in Ontario, but they're represented in all the states. And I know that I have a helping hand in understanding this quandary, the tragedy in the Middle East, and the Jews of Canada, and the opinion of Canada towards the tragedy. Conrad Black is here, writing at the National Post most recently about the events of the Hamas attack on October 7th and what comes next. Conrad, a very good evening to you. I read from the news at CBC, more than 1,000 people congregated at Toronto's Nathan Phillips Square Monday afternoon, saying they were there to support the Palestinian people, not to glorify the deadly attacks launched by Hamas. That's a fine distinction. How is Canada regarding this tragedy? Everyone I know is numb by the details. Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, certainly, of course, everybody is shocked. I mean, all civilized people are speechless at the thought of decapitating babies and things like this. I mean, it's so horrible it doesn't bear thinking about it. But the and that is the view of virtually everyone here, but as it is elsewhere. But the on the kind of politics of it, as you say, there was a demonstration. I thought that that it was attended by rather more than 1,000 people pro-Palestinian, but there have been pro-Israel demonstrations that are substantially larger. And opinion in this country is, I would say, approximately three quarters pro-Israel on this issue, and maybe more than that. Certainly, nobody is trying to say that the actions of Hamas were justified. There are a lot of people who have some sympathy for the Palestinians, as I do myself up to a point, but I'm not an admirer of their political leadership. But the but everybody is horrified at the atrocities on this scale. But I think the general view is that Israel has been severely provoked and that it is going to respond very forcefully, and it's in these circumstances, as long as there's no evidence the Israelis are being completely cavalier about collateral damage to unoffending civilians, no one really can reproach them for doing it. I mean, Israel has been grossly provoked. I mean, as much as the United States was on the day of Pearl Harbor, or the day of 9/11, or other notorious incidents that led to war.
In conversation with people who have been in Jerusalem and witnessed the murders, the remains in the kibbutzes around Gaza, the characterization to me is that what they're viewing here is 1942. I believe that has resonance in a new column you have for the National Post. What does that mean, Conrad, 1942?
Well, I think in Jewish parlance, that is a reference to the Wannsee Conference right at the very end of 1941 that approved a program of systematic liquidation of the Jewish population of occupied Europe, Nazi-occupied Europe. And obviously they'd mistreated the Jews before. There'd been the pogroms following the famous Kristallnacht and so on, part of that night, and there were so-called concentration camps, but the death camps were really worked up to the mass liquidation of people, of whom the largest single group was the Jews. They were approximately half of the 12 million people killed in those appalling death camps, more than half the Jewish population of the world at the time. And that began at the very start of 1942. And, of course, it proceeded right up until Germany was overrun, both in the east and the west, by its enemies. The death camps were liberated by both the Soviet and Western Allied armies, and President Eisenhower said the grimmest and most unforgettable experience of his life was visiting the Buchenwald camp. I mean, he is the one who insisted that these be filmed, because he said if we don't get film of it, no one will ever believe it happened. And I think the Holocaust denial, I'm digressing slightly, but the Holocaust denial element would be much stronger if General Eisenhower hadn't taken that step. But you noted that the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu referred to the Holocaust on Sunday in his remarks, and there is no doubt that to many of our Jewish friends, this is a provocation and a bloodthirsty act that revives the horrible evil spirit of the Holocaust. And I cannot blame the Jews for thinking of it in that way. This isn't a political argument over the right of Palestine to a state, or what borders a Palestinian state and Israel would have, or Israel's right to be there. I mean, this is a massacre of people of a particularly barbarous kind.
And Hamas, its fate right now is unknown. It is in the Gaza Strip using human beings, their own people, as shields from the Israelis. They also have many hostages that we hear mixed messages about what they want, money or threats, all that. I believe the Prime Minister has indicated that there will be no negotiating or dealing with Hamas. They must be removed. Is that correct, Conrad?
That is what he said, and from what I hear in Israel, that is their policy. And I must say, I think it's the right policy. I mean, you can't negotiate with people, 5 days after they've stormed into your country and massacred women and children, and 85-year-old women who survived the Holocaust themselves, persevere to a fine old age to be murdered by these people. I mean, it would be impossible to think of a more outrageous and provoking act to be committed against anyone than Hamas has committed against Israel, leaving completely out of the picture the issues unfortunately, it is essentially the result of the British and the tension of World War I promising the same territory to two different people at the same time. We've been trying to sort it out ever since.
The Canadian opinion now, Conrad, can you characterize it? I know you have a diversified 40 million people, very big, as you note in another column. That's as many as people who were in France when it was at the top of the world. So what is your measure of the Canadian people watching this? Are they prepared for what is ahead, which is the unknown of warfare?
Yeah, look, in general, on the general issue of Israel and Palestine, I think two-thirds of the people side with Israel, and the third, but the majority thinks you have to have some kind of a two-state solution. Nobody in this country except a tiny sliver think Israel has no right to exist as a Jewish state. But on these issues of Hamas last weekend, the population would be 80% on the side of Israel, at least 80%.
We know there's going to be some rough days ahead, so you accept that. Canada knows there's going to be a lot of disinformation come in.
Your illustrious General Sherman said war is hell, and your equally illustrious General MacArthur said in war there is no substitute for victory. So, hell is coming.
Conrad Black, writing for the National Post on what we know so far, fog of war in Gaza. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.